ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 Chapter 10. Prahlada, the best among exalted devotees. Text number 5. Ashashanaha na vai vrityaha swamini ashishaha atmanaha na swami vrityataha swamyam icchan rayaha rati cha ashishaha ashashano navai vrityaha swamini ashisha atmanaha न स्वामी वृत्यतः स्वाम्यम् इच्छन्यो राति चाशिषः। आशाशानो न वै वृत्यः स्वामिनि आशीष आत्मनः। न स्वामी वृत्यतः स्वाम्यम् इच्छन्यो राति चाशिषः। आशाशनो न वै वृत्यः स्वामिनि आशीष आत्मनः। न स्वामि वृत्यतः स्वाम्यम् इच्छन्यो राति चाशिषः। आशाशनः, ए पर्सन हु डिजायर्स इन एक्सचेंज फॉर सर्विस। ना नॉट वाई इंडीड वृत्यः, ए क्वालिफाइड सर्वेंट आर प्योर डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड। स्वामिनी from the master. Ashishaha, material benefit. Atmanaha, for personal sense gratification. Na, nar. Swami, the master. Vrutyataha, from the servant. Swamyam, the prestigious position of being the master. Ichchan, desiring. Yaha, any such master. Who? Rati, bestows. Cha, also. Ashishaha, material benefit. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. A person who desires material profits from his master is certainly not a qualified servant or pure devotee. Similarly, a master who bestows benedictions upon his servant because of a desire to maintain a prestigious position as master is also not a pure master. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Kamaishtesya Hrutajnana Prapadyante Anya Devata. Those whose minds are distorted by material desires surrender unto demigods. A demigod cannot become master, for the real master is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The demigods, to keep their prestigious positions, bestow upon their worshippers whatever benedictions the worshippers want. For example, once it was found that an asura took a benediction from Lord Shiva by which the asura would be able to kill somebody simply by placing his hands on that person's head. Such benedictions are possible to receive from the demigods. If one worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, the Lord will never offer him such a condemned benediction. On the contrary, it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Yasyaham anugrihnami harishye tad dhanam shanai. If one is too materialist, but at the same time wants to be a servant of the Supreme Lord, the Lord, because of His supreme compassion for the devotee, takes away all his material appliances and obliges him to be a pure devotee of the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj distinguishes between the pure devotee and the pure master. The Lord is the pure master, the supreme master, whereas an unalloyed devotee with no material motives is a pure servant. One who has materialistic motivations cannot become a servant, and one who unnecessarily bestows benedictions upon his servant to keep his own prestigious position is not a real master. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Ajnana Anjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gauramaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Last chapter, Prahlad Maharaj offered prayers, and at the end of the chapter, Lord Nishingadev was offering benedictions to Shri Prahlad Maharaj. So Shri Prahlad Maharaj, in reply to the Lord Nishingadev, he is speaking all these verses. All the devotees, we should read this chapter again and again, because what is the real position of a worshipper, Prahlad Maharaj is showing. He is saying that, my dear Lord, I am not a businessman. You know, I do some worship, then you give something to me. Right? So many people, they think like that. Oh, because we are worshipping Krishna, Krishna should give something. Many people, they ask, I am worshipping Krishna, why am I suffering like this? Krishna should remove the suffering, right? But it's actually, Krishna never said that, you know, if you become my devotee, you will never suffer. Right? Did he say that? What did he say? When Arjuna was saying, like this, how can I kill my grandfather and all? Then Krishna established, Dehinosmi Nyata Dehe, Komaram Evanam Jara, Tata Dehantra Prapti, Dhirasatra Nahuyati. You are not this body. Then Acharya say, Arjuna seemed to have told, it is a fact that I am not this body, but still, you know, I have attachment to Bhishma Dev, Dronacharya. If they die, how can I live? Then Krishna, what did he reply? Okay, you become my devotee, then you don't have to kill Bhishma Dev. Did he say that? Huh? You don't have to kill Dronacharya. Did he say that? No. What did he say? Huh? What did he say? Huh? Next verse, Dehinosminika. Next verse. Ah, Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya Shitoshna Sukadukkada Agamo Apayino Anityas Tam Titikshasva Bharata. What did Krishna say? Yeah. He didn't say, okay, you become a devotee, then your son will not die, your grandfather will not die, your spiritual, you don't have to, you just smoke ganja, I will fight. Right? Prabhupada says, you just smoke ganja, I will fight. No. What did Krishna say? You tolerate. No, matra sparshastu kaunteya sitoshna sukadukkada. So we should not have this idea. So here in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj is saying that, my dear Lord, those servants who ask for some benediction, they are not real servants. And those masters who give benediction to keep their position of as a master, prestige as a master, they are not pure masters. Right? Beautiful verse. In 11th canto of Bhagavatam, it is given by Krishna with the help of his Maya Shakti. He created trees, aquatics, crawling creatures, birds and animals. But he was not satisfied. Then he personally created human body. Right? He personally created human body. In some Upanishad also, Tittiriya Upanishad or something, that he called the cow and said, in this body can you know me? The cow said, no. He called the horse, can you know me in this body? He said, no. Then he called human being. Yeah, human being said, by your mercy I can know you. So this human form of life, labdva sudurlabham bahusambhavante, this human form of life, very, very difficult to obtain, this human form of life. So we should not waste this human body by hoping to obtain pleasures that are available even to the animals, like pigs and dogs. It seems the Lord created donkey first. He had given him, 60 years of lifespan. But then he felt, you unnecessarily carry the burden, the clothes of somebody, even though you remain naked all the time. You never wear clothes. You know, donkey is such a foolish animal. He carries the clothes of somebody else, but he remains naked. Then Lord felt compassion. you will suffer a lot. That's why he said 50% discount. So he will live only for 30 years. Then he created dog. You know, dog, he said, oh, you are always barking and always taking care of somebody else's property. Right? So initially he gave lifespan of 40 years. Then he gave a discount. Okay, 20 years. He will live only for 20 years. Then he created a monkey. You are always jumping from one tree to another tree. Vegetarian. But having so many girlfriends. They say market vairagya, right? So, originally his lifespan was 30 years. Then he gave discount 15 years. Then he created man. He said, oh, you will live only for 20 years. The man said, what will I do in 20 years? Right? Then the Lord gave, okay, you take 30 years of donkey life, 20 years of dog's life, 15 years of monkey life. Right? So that is why we live as a human being only for first 20 years. We live like a human being. Right? After that, for 30 years, you live like a donkey. After that, you live like a dog, live like a monkey for 15 years. Then, you live like a dog for next last 20 years. Right? So, first 20 years are very joyful. You don't have to work hard. Then after that, you have to work so hard, like donkey, burden. You carry the burden like a donkey. Like a, I always say this, when a boy during courtship, you know, he is like a Spider-Man. Right? Few years after marriage, for few years after marriage, he is like a Superman. Right? After 10 years of marriage, he is like a Doberman. Right? Dog. Like a. So. So very, very difficult. So in this human form of life, one should live like a human being, not like a dog, or a donkey, or a monkey. Right? So human being means, what is the difference? Right? Why? Somebody told Prabhupada, how to become Krishna conscious. Prabhupada said, first you become a human being. Right? First you become a human being. So, who is a human being? No? At least, one who is following regulative principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. Such a person is called human being. Right? Human being. So, we should not make Krishna, our order supplier. You know, I will worship you. Many people, they go to Balaji. You know, I'll give you my hair. You give me visa to America. Right? Or give me wealth. Many people have Balaji as their business partner. Right? They write some agreement, on bond paper, saying that if I get so much profit, my dear Lord, I'll give you 10% of my profit. That is why they come and put that money in the hundi. Right? So Balaji is their partner. That is also okay. but it's not, but that is not the best thing to do. So if somebody wants to ask something from the Lord, they should follow in the footsteps of Sri Prahlad Maharaj. So Srila Prabhupada said, once he was walking in Vrindavan, suddenly one pig came out from the gutter. Then Prabhupada started laughing. You know, in the New York, that central library, you know, in America, anybody has gone to America? Huge libraries they have. You know, huge. Lawrence Berkeley University, huge library. What all, you know, if you want 1901 Times of India, if you want, they will give you. You know, it's a huge library like that. Prabhupada said, in that New York Central Library, I have seen there are thousands and thousands of books. How to have sex, you know, how to attract a woman, you know, how to enjoy more, how to get more enjoyment in sex. Then that Dr. Freud's philosophy. So much books they want to teach in schools also now. But Prabhupada said, this pig, which college he went, which library he went, you know, he can enjoy with his own mother, sister, you know, daughter. You know, so which pig goes to factory, you know, and works very hard to have sex, right? Right? Which pig? They are getting enjoyment like that only. Another time Prabhupada was walking, he saw one camel. You know, he was eating thorns. Just see, all these grastas, they are like this camel. He looked at that, there is one devotee, Sri Govindas. You know, all these grastas, they are like, Prabhupada, I think you are talking about Graha Medhi. Prabhupada said, I am talking about you also. Yeah. So, you know, camel, foolish animal, is eating thorns, and those thorns cut the tongue of the camel, and is drinking his own blood. You know, his own blood. Isliye, they enjoy their. So Prabhupada said, all these grastas are like that. You know, shedding their own blood and trying to enjoy very little pleasure. So, after worshipping Krishna, you ask for material boons. You are like a pig or a camel. No, that's after, if you ask for material benedictions, what you would ask? You would ask only for this, no, beautiful wife. Right? Suppose after worshipping Krishna, Krishna gives you beautiful wife. So, you will not suffer in this world? Huh? If you have a beautiful wife? Huh? Suppose if you have a very nice car? Huh? You will not suffer? Huh? Right? You will suffer or not? We all suffer, right? Even after having a beautiful wife, even after having a nice car, bungalow on the beach, still you have to? Right? You have to struggle very hard. That's what Prabhupada says. You have to struggle very hard to maintain happiness of your wife. Ek kavi ne ek pad likha hai. बीविया, यू नो, आती है हीर जैसा, यू नो, लगती है कीर जैसी, राइट, चुपती है तीर जैसा, आखिर में हाल ऐसा हालात कर देती है फकीर जैसा, राइट, ऐसा वो सबका हालत वही होगा, राइट, फकीर बनना पड़ता है. So we should we should have intelligence, right? We should have intelligence. Once one beautiful girl, 8-9 year old girl, she went with her mother for shopping. In the shop, she saw one very beautiful pearl necklace made of plastic beads, plastic pearls. So she is looking beautiful. She liked it very much. She said, "Mama, Mama, I want it." Mama said, "I will purchase provided you clean your room and do your homework properly." So she came back and then she did her homework. And then she mother purchased that pearl necklace and gave it to her daughter. So she liked it so much. Wherever she went, whether she went to the school, whether she went for playing, wherever she went, she was wearing it and showing it to everybody. One day, her father sat in a nice chair and made her sit on his lap and told very beautiful story. Very beautiful story. After the story session is finished, he asked the daughter, "Betty, do you love me?" She said, "Yes, Papa." "Then you give me that pearl necklace." The sister, "No, Papa, I like it so much. You know, if you want, you take that Barbie doll that you last time you purchased for my birthday, you take it." Father said, "No, leave it, keep it with you." Then he gave her a good night's kiss and slept. After 1 week again, he narrated a very nice story to the daughter, and the daughter liked it very much. Then again he asked, "Do you love me?" She said, "Yes, Papa." "Then give me that pearl necklace." "Oh, no, Papa, I like it so much. You take my ribbons, that colored ribbons that you purchased last time, you take it." Father said, "Let it be. And I'll leave it." After some time, again, when he came back from his office, the daughter was sitting there, keeping something in her hand, palm, and then crying. Said, "Well, Papa asked, what happened?" "Take this, Papa, pearl necklace. Take it." Right? So he took the pearl necklace with one hand, and from his pocket, he took out another very nice blue velvet box. And then he took it out. And then there actually real pearl necklace was there. Right? Real pearl necklace was there. So he gave it to her. So take it. Like that, in the same way, our position is like that. Our position is like that. God wants to... She is very satisfied with the imitation plastic pearl necklace. But actually, Father wanted to give the original real pearl necklace. But in order that, he wanted to see she leaves the plastic wala so that he will give the real one. Like that, in this world, we are satisfied with this imitation world. If you are ready to let go this imitation one, Krishna will give the original enjoyment. The original enjoyment. Like that. So, but we should be ready to let go this world. Right? So, one Mataji, she did very nice service to Lord Nishingadev in Mayapur. Then Lord Nishingadev is very satisfied with her. One day, when she was sleeping, Lord Nrisimhadev came in her dream. He sat on her body. He tore apart her heart. And with his sharp nails, and put his hand in her heart and started taking out one very black thing, very kala, very black thing. And the devotee asked, "My dear Lord, what is this?" He said, Lord replied, "This is lust in your heart. I am taking it out." Then the Lord asked her, "You want me to take out the entire lust or leave something more, little bit, so that you can enjoy?" So the devotee, she cried and said, No, my dear Lord, please take it out, entire lust. I want to be free from the lust." The Lord asked, Are you sure? Right? So, actually, Jannivasaru is actually, this actually happened. And Jannivasaru was saying in the class that if you want, the Lord will destroy lust in our heart immediately. But the problem is, we are very afraid. If the Lord takes away the lust, how will we enjoy? Right? It doesn't motivate us to work. Right? How many of us, we really want that our material desires should be destroyed? Please raise your hands. Really? Pakka? Huh? See, most of, many of them, they don't want. They want still material desires. So it is not very easy. Yeah? It's not very easy actually to get rid of the material desires. So Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he analyzes the various levels of pure devotees of the Lord. In third canto Bhagavatam, there is a pastime how Kardama Muni performed great austerities and penances. I think for 10,000 years. Because Lord Brahma, he ordered him to produce more and more children, to increase the progeny. Kardama Muni said, "Yes, sir, I will do it." He wanted to create progeny. That's why he is known as Prajapati. So, he did not give immediately in Times of India matrimonial column. Bride wanted. Right? Gori hona chahiye, aisa hona chahiye. Right? She should be educated. Age aisa. Right? Groom is like this. What did he do? He went to on the bank of Saraswati. And he did severe austerities and penances for 10,000 years to worship Lord Vishnu. After 10,000 years of worship, Lord Narayana appeared. Because of performing severe austerities and penances, Kardamuni became very thin, patla. Lord became so compassionate on Kardamuni that he shed tears of joy or sorrow seeing the condition of his devotee. Those tears only became Bindu Sarovar. Right? Bindu Sarovar. So they are transcendental waters. That's why after that, when Devahuti took bath in Bindu Sarovar, she became very beautiful. Right? So Kardama Muni offered prayers to the Lord. Very beautiful prayer. Ye maya yete hatame dasasvat Padaravindham bhavasindhu potam upasate kamalavayatesham rashi shakaman nirayepi eshuhu. Your lotus feet are the true vessel to take one across the ocean of mundane nashines. only persons deprived of their intelligence by the spell of the deluding energy will worship those feet with a view to attain the trivial and momentary pleasures of the senses, which even persons rotting in hell can attain. However, O my Lord, you are so kind that you bestow mercy even upon them. He is saying that, my dear Lord, your lotus feet, if somebody takes shelter of your lotus feet, one can bhavasindhu potam, one can easily cross over this ocean of middle existence. Kamaste rutajnana prapadyante anya devata, those whose intelligence is stolen by maya, by lust, they only worship demigods too. So here also Kardamuni is saying, hatamedasa, one who has lost his intelligence, he only worship you for getting some material pleasures which are available even to the people in hellish planets, even to the animals. Right? And in the next verse, you know, it's amazing. In the next verse he is praying, tatha sachaham parivodu kamaha samanashilam grahameda dhenum upeivan moolam ashesha moolam durashaya kama dugangri pashya. Therefore, desiring to marry a girl of like disposition, who may prove to be veritable cow of plenty in my married life, to satisfy my lustful desire, I too have sought the shelter of your lotus feet, which are the source of everything, for you are like a desire tree. Can you imagine? In the last verse, Kardamuni was saying, those people who are like animals, those whose intelligence is stolen, they only worship you to get some material pleasures. And in this verse, he is asking, my dear Lord, provide me a beautiful wife of like disposition. Right? So that I can durashaya, I can enjoy my sense pleasures. Prabhupada was surprised. Are? In the last verse only he was praying that, you know, one should not ask, one should go back home, back to Godhead. And in this verse he is asking, beautiful wife. Prabhupada writes, marriage means marriage between man and boy and girl of same nature. Right? Now we know they look at the body of a woman or a body of a man and they get married. But actually previously that was not the criterion at all. The boy and the girl should be of same nature. Prabhupada writes, one who has wealth, one who has beautiful sons, and one who has a beautiful wife, obedient wife, you know, pious wife, he is the most fortunate person. Of all the three people, one who has a beautiful, obedient wife, pious, chaste wife, he is the most fortunate, because your happiness completely depends on the behavior of your wife. Right? So, Kardamumani is not wrong in asking, because akama sarvakama mokshakama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Even if you have all material desires, no material desires, and desire for moksha, still you should only ask, worship Supreme Personality of God at Shri Krishna, you know, with intense devotional service, tivrena bhakti yoga. So, Prabhupada says, no problem. But, Prabhupada writes in the purport, but actually, Kardamumuni could have asked to take him back home, back to Godhead. But he didn't ask that, even though he has that knowledge, but still, he is asking for a beautiful wife to produce children and all that. You know, Prabhupada says, from this we can understand the answer is that why did he want to enjoy material life in spite of his personally seeing and experiencing the Supreme Lord? The answer is that not everyone is competent to be liberated from material bondage. Please note this sentence. What? Not everyone is competent to be liberated from material bondage. It is everyone's duty, therefore, to enjoy according to his present position, but under the direction of the Lord are the Vedas. So if you want to enjoy, you know, take permission from the Lord, enjoy according to the desires of the Lord. That is the lowest stage at least one can do. You know, instead of endeavoring for by oneself or going to demigods, you know, if you want to enjoy, best thing is to go back home, back to Godhead. If you cannot do that, your heart is so much burdened with material desires, then best thing is to go and surrender to Krishna and seek permission from Krishna. And Prabhupada said, if Kardama Muni had chosen his own girl, he would have chosen some Rishi's daughter or something. Okay. Because he went to the Lord has chosen the best possible girl for Kardama Muni. Right? Devahuti is so beautiful. Daughter of king, Swayambhu Manu, Chakravarti. Right? So she is so beautiful that once she was playing ball on her terrace, you know, so one Gandharva was flying, you know, seeing the beautiful her feet, you know, making sound, you know, of Nupur, ankle bells, and seeing her beauty, he fell from the aeroplane. You know, he fell from the aeroplane. Can you imagine? Oh, gir gaya. Itna sundar thi. And Agnidev, when they were doing Saat Feras, he became so attracted to her beauty that he forgot to receive the oblations. Became enchanted. So, like that. So, Devahuti is. So, Prabhupada said, if you choose your own wife, you know, you will choose some ordinary girl. But you leave the choice to Krishna. Krishna will leave, you know, make the best possible choice. And then Kardama Muni did not suffer so much also. She was very nice, obedient. Right? So she didn't ask, you know. So even though she is the daughter of a king, she didn't ask, you know, please take me to beauty parlor, give me money. You know. Right? She was wearing only one sari. Please let us go for market shopping. You know. Naya naya sari aaya hai. And she, right? They say, why, you know, the boy always, when the shopping mall, when they go to the malls, big malls, why the boy catches a hold of the hand of the girl, you know, your girlfriend. You know why? It is more of, you know, economic reason than romantic reason. Because he was catching her, otherwise she will run away and purchase everything. Right? That's why, haath pakad ke ghoomte hai. Right? But Devahuti is not like that. Right? So she was wearing her same sari. She was not doing any makeup. And after so many years, then Kardama Muni saw, hey, what is this? So that time, you know, this is very amazing. Bhagavatam you must read very analytically. Kardama Muni was so satisfied with his wife. You know, so satisfied with his wife. Then he asked, my dear Devahuti, you are a king's daughter. You didn't care for all your comforts and all. You served me so nicely. You know, she became very thin. Her hair became jata because she was not taking care of, you know, combing her hair, applying coconut oil and all. So, you know, it became entangled. And then she was not changing the sari, same sari she was wearing. Only one sari she was having. So, I am very satisfied with you. You want anything, please ask. Prabhupada says, she could have asked, please give me food, because he has already met Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know? She could have asked, please give me devotional service unto the lotus feet of Lord Hari. But what did she ask? She asked, I see so many years, you know. So many years she did tapasya, you know. She could have ಆದರೆ ಶಿ ಗೇವ್ ಅಪ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ, ಬಟ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಶಿ ಗಾಟ್ ಎಂಟ್ಯಾಂಗಲ್ಡ್. ನೋ ನೋ, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಸನ್ಸ್, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಎಂಜಾಯ್, ರೈಟ್? ಸೊ ರಿನೌನ್ಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ವುಮೆನ್. ವುಮೆನ್ ವಿಲ್ ನೆವರ್ ಬಿ ರಿನೌನ್ಸ್ಡ್. ದೇ ವಾಂಟ್ ನೈಸ್ ಸಾಡೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನೈಸ್ ಸನ್ಸ್, ನೈಸ್ ಹೌಸ್. ದೇ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಎಂಜಾಯ್, ರೈಟ್? ಸೊ ಕರ್ದಮುನಿ both have, you know, like, then later on then they enjoyed, you know, they enjoyed so much, you know. Kardamuni became 9 Kardamunis and tried to satisfy Devahuti, you know. They went honeymoon on a, you know, special ship to the valleys of Mount Meru, right? Now they go to Switzerland and Kashmir, right, for honeymoon. But Kardamuni went to, you know, not in these ordinary aeroplanes, right? He went to the special airship where palace is there, right? All sarovars are there, swimming pools are there, as, you know, maid servants are there, you know. What enjoyment! I don't think anybody enjoyed like Kardamuni, right? After all this enjoyment, she came back, because Kardamuni said, even though he was enjoying in his heart, because he already worshipped Lord Vishnu, very renounced, he said, as soon as I have a son, I will go. I have daughters, I will go. Right? So then she said, Nirvinda Nitaran Bhauman Asadindriya Tarshanat. ಸಂಭಾವ ಮಾನೇನ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನಾನಂದಂ ತಮೋ ಪ್ರಭು. ಏನು ಸಂಭಾವ ಮಾನ? ಸೊ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಅಸದಿಂದ್ರಿಯ ತರ್ಶನಾತ್, ಯುನೋ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್, ಅಸತ್, ಟೆಂಪರರಿ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಟಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್, ಮೈ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಜಿಟೇಟೆಡ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್. ನಿರ್ವಿನ್ನ ನಿತರನ್ ಭೌಮನ್, ಯುನೋ, ಅಸದಿಂದ್ರಿಯ ತರ್ಶನಾತ್, ಏನ ಸಂಭಾವ್ಯ ಮಾನೇನ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನಾನಂದಂ ತಮೋ ಪ್ರಭು. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಟಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನಾನಂದಂ, ಐ ಫೆಲ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ತಮೋಗುಣ್ ಇನ್ ಹೆಲಿಶ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಯು ನೋ, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹರಿ, ಯು ಆರ್ ಎ ಮಹಾತ್ಮ, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಸೇವ್ ಮೀ. ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್. ಹೇ ಶಿಗುಡ ಆಸ್ ಇನ್ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ, ನೋ, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಸೇವ್ ಮೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿಸ್, like that. But she is very fortunate, Prabhupada said, very most fortunate lady, woman in the world, right? Daughter of a incarnation, Swayambhu Manu, mother of a incarnation, Lord Kapil Dev, wife of a pure devotee, kya chahiye? Right? But still, you know, all these things don't entitle you to, you have to hear Krishna Katha from a pure devotee and practice Krishna consciousness and still go back home, back to God. So that is very required, right? So that is Bhaktivinoda Thakur doesn't consider Kardamuni in the list of pure devotees, even though he had seen Lord Vishnu and like that. So next level, the first level of pure devotee is Dhruva Maharaj. All of you know the story. Dhruva Maharaj, after seeing the Lord, even though he had two desires. One is, he had a revengeful attitude towards his mother and the stepson. And number two, he had the desire to occupy position greater than Lord Brahma. But when he had darshan of Lord Vishnu, he realized that what a fool I am. What did he say? Huh? What did he say? Dhruva Maharaj, Kachan Vichinvan Api Divya Ratnam, Swamin Kritartosmi Varam Nayache. My dear Lord, I am actually looking for broken glass pieces, but I found real diamond. I don't want anything. My life is perfect. I don't want anything. But Lord Vishnu said, I have to give you, because people will blame me that this such a small boy at the age of 5, he worshipped Lord Vishnu with these two desires, and Lord Vishnu did not fulfill his desire, so you must take it. You must take it. So in the fourth kind of Bhagavatam, first part, it is very nicely described that Dhruva Maharaj, even after seeing the Lord, then Lord told, you rule the kingdom given by your, occupy the kingdom of your father. After some time, your brother will go to the forest for hunting. Then Yakshas will kill him. Out of great sorrow, his mother also will die. That is first part of his desire is taken care. He is because his revengeful attitude towards his brother and mother, stepmother. That was taken care. Prabhupada writes in the purport, we should not commit any offense. Because if somebody in future, suppose you commit some offense now, thinking that he is a useless fellow, kuch kaam ka nahi, ye wo karke. Right? But in future, the same person becomes a pure devotee. Then you will get offense. So, Prabhupada writes, Suruchi does not know Dhruva Maharaj is going to become a pure devotee. That's why she offended him very badly. That is why her son and her she had to die prematurely as a result of the offense. You will rule the kingdom for 36,000 years. You will remember me. You will perform all yajnas and all. Then you will get attain Dhruvaloka. Because he could already Brahma is there. He wanted a loka which is more greater than Brahmaloka. Brahmaloka is the highest. That is why he created Vaikuntha within this world. Dhruva, Dhruva Nakshatra, Dhruva planet. Then he said, you stay there. After the annihilation, then you will come back to original Vaikuntha. So, Dhruva Maharaj, for 36,000 years, every day and night, he used to cry. So, it is said in Bhagavatam 4th canto, that Dhruva Maharaj, after seeing all the Lord face to face, talking to him, you know, getting the benedictions from him, he was very unhappy. He was very unhappy. You know why? So, Prabhupada writes, this is many acharyas have commented profusely on this verse. How come, why Dhruva Maharaj, even after seeing the Lord, he was unhappy. So, Dhruva Maharaj was thinking, what a fool I am. What a fool I am that having darshan of the Lord and getting blessings from the Lord, he is very, very difficult, even personalities like Brahma and all the other sages and all. I have done it in 6 months' time. But I am such a fool that I have, because I am thinking differently from the Lord, I am thinking my stepmother and my brother are my enemies. I wanted harm towards them. I am desired. Then I wanted a plan, position higher than Brahma. So what a fool I am. I could have asked, you know, simply desire to serve you. Yeah, Prabhupada said, you know, somebody asked, what you should ask, my dear Lord? Prabhupada said, you should ask only one question, only one thing from the Lord. You know, Prabhupada said, how can I serve you? You know, how can I serve you? Like that. So Dhruva Maharaj, he was lamenting that, my dear Lord, what have I done? You know, what a fool I am that I could have simply asked, you know, for your service. Now I have to rot in this world. You know, I could have simply gone back to Godhead, Vaikuntha, right now. Like that, we know, that is why Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, you must read this Dhruva Maharaj pastime 108 times. You know why? You must know that you should not ask any material desire. If you ask for any material desire, even if Krishna fulfills all the desires, you will feel very sorry. What is there in this material life? You know, rotting. Even if Krishna awards you all the material pleasures that you have in this world, still you will not be happy because there is nothing like serving the lotus feet of Radha Ras Bihari. Nothing like that. Right? So, by hearing again and again, we will be trained. It should be in our head. It should be in our head. So, when the Lord comes and asks, my dear sir, you have done so much devotional service. What do you want? right? Yeah. Serving the lotus feet of Radharas Bihari. You should be able to ask. Otherwise, if you have some hidden desires, they said, oh my dear Lord, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. Then you are finished. Right? Prapti punya kritam lokam ushitva shashuti sama shuchinam shimatam gehe yoga brashta vijayate. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that there are two, Prabhupada writes in the purport, there are two kinds of people. Those who perform little devotional service and fall down, they will go to Swargaloka. And those who perform devotional service for a long time, they will take birth in a Vaishnava family. Right? So even if you have to fall down, after a long time you must fall down. Right? Don't fall down, but even if you have to fall down, you know, aisa turant mat chhod ke chale jana mandir. Kuch saal rahe ke janega. Right? Prabhupada writes, says in one lecture, previously MBBS, passing out MBBS is very, very difficult. Those who fail MBBS, they were given RMP degrees, registered medical practitioner. They were in villages, you see, they had a lot of money. Kyo? Chaturbhuj Prabhu? Hai? Sui dega injection sui dega bas. Yeah? 30 rupees de. So in villages, if the doctor doesn't give sui, he is not a good doctor. So they will give you medicine, even if injection is not required, they will give injection, glucose ga injection de dega. Haan, bahut achha doctor hai, bahut achha hai. So they like. So if they are, who are RMPs? Failed MBBS. Prabhupada said, you practice devotional service. If you fail, you will go to Swargaloka. Failed devotees will go to Swargaloka. But if you fail immediately, then you will go to Swargaloka. Then it's very, very dangerous, you know. So after so many thousands of years, you will come. Then if you take birth in Kali Yuga, finish. Right? Krishna consciousness movement will not be there. Hare Krishna temples will not be there. Prabhupada books will not be there. What will you do? Right? So, Krishna writes, it says in 11th canto of Bhagavatam, that those devotees of mine who don't want to Swargaloka, if they fail, if they don't want to go to Swargaloka, I will not send them. So right now, every day, my dear Lord, we all must pray. My dear Lord, if at all, if I fall down, please don't send me to Swargaloka. You know, don't have that desire. It's all, you know, pigs also are enjoying. Same, better than, pigs can enjoy better than all these people, right? Right? Pigs. So pigs also are enjoying. So we should not desire, you know, so to go to Swargaloka. You know, that what they are enjoying, all pigs also are enjoying. Right? So we should pray to the Lord. My dear Lord, even if I fall down, please don't send me to Swargaloka. What we should pray? Huh? Give me birth as an insect in the house of your pure devotee. No, if I fall down and if you want to punish me, punish me. But only small adjustment you make. What is that adjustment? Huh? Give me birth as an insect in the houses of your pure devotees. Uddhava, I was praying, my dear Lord, if I have to take birth again, please give me birth as a latas or shrubs or some small plants in Vrindavan. So when the gopis, they walk around, I may get little dust of their lotus feet. Right? So we should know how to pray also. So with this we can learn from Prahlad Maharaj. Right? So So Dhruva Maharaj is the first category of pure devotee. So next level of pure devotee is Prahlad Maharaj. Right? Dishta maya divi vibho aklidishna panam ayushri vaibhava icchasi yanjanoyam yasmit pita kupitaha sa vijrumbita bru vispoor jate na lulita ಸತುತೇ ನಿರಸ್ತಃ. ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಇಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ನರಸಿಂಹದೇವ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಫರಿಂಗ್ ಬೆನಿಡಿಕ್ಷನ್ ಟೆಂಪ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್. ವಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಪ್ರೇ? ದಿಷ್ಟಾಮಯ ದಿವಿ ವಿಭೋ ಅಖಿಲದಿಷ್ಣ ಪಾನಂ. ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ವಿತ್ ಮೈ ಓನ್ ಐಸ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಇಂದ್ರ ಚಂದ್ರ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದೇ ಹ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಫಾದರ್. ಯು ನೋ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್, ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅಸ್, ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ ಆಯು. ಆಯು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಸ್ಪ್ಯಾನ್, ಶ್ರೇಯಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿ. ಆಯು ಶ್ರೀ ವೈಭವ ಅಪುಲೆನ್ಸ್ ಇಚ್ಛಸಿ ಎಂಜನೋಯಂ. ದೋಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಅಪುಲೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್, ದೋಸ್ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಅಫ್ರೇಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದೇ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಫಾದರ್. ಯುನೋ ವಿಜೃಂಭಿತ ಯಸ್ಮಿತ್ ಪಿತ ಮೈ ಫಾದರ್ ಕುಪಿತ ಹಾಸ. ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಆಂಗ್ರಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಲಾಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ರೇಸಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಐಬ್ರೋಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಗೈಸ್ ದೇ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಶಿವರ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಫಾದರ್. ಮೈ ಫಾದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೋ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್, ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿ ಗೇವ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಬೆನಿಡಿಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಯು ಕೇಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫಿನಿಶ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಪುಲೆನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್. ಸತುತೆ ನಿರಸ್ತ ವಿಸ್ಫೂರ್ಜಿತ ಲುಲಿತ ಸತುತೆ ನಿರಸ್ತ. ಯು ಫಿನಿಶ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಪುಲೆನ್ಸಸ್. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ರೈಟ್ಸ್, ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆನ್ಸ್. ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ರೈಟ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ರೈಟ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಈವನ್ ದ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಇನ್ ಸತ್ವಗುಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್, ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ರಜಗುಣ ಅಂಡ್ ತಮೋಗುಣ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡೀಮನ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ನೇಚರ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಅಟ್ರಾಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಊಪರ್ ಸೇ ಯು ಆರ್ ಆಫರಿಂಗ್ ಮೀ ಆಲ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೆನಿಡಿಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಡೆಮೋನಿಯಕ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಐ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಪ್ರೌಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಆಲ್ ಮೈ ಅಪ್ಲೆ ಯು ಗಿವ್ ಮೀ ಆಲ್ ದ ಅಪ್ಲೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ತ್ರೀ ರಾಜ್ಯಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ಲೋಕಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್. Then what happens, you know, if I become demoniac and start troubling people, you only will come and take away all my opulences. You know, I don't want such kind of opulences. Right? Tasmad amus tanubhutam, you know, akhilidishna panam, ayushri vaibhava, aindrat, avirinchyat. You know? So, I don't want all these opulences. What I want? Tavabhrutya parshvam. You know, if you really want to give me any benediction, give me this benediction that I can take association of your pure devotees, tava brutya parshvam. You know, let me remain as the servants of your lotus feet of your pure devotees. So that is another level of pure devotee. You know, even though Prahlad Maharaj is known as the topmost Vaishnava. Because how much ever Lord Nishingadev, you know, tempted him, he never asked for any benediction. He never asked. He said, my only duty is to serve you. And you know, above that, Hanumanji, Prahlad, you know, when Narada Muni was saying, Prahlad, you are the most mercy, you got the most mercy from the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj laughed. He said, that is not true. You know, you go to Hanuman. You know, even though I used to remember the Lord, but I never did any service to the Lord. I never did any service to the Lord. You go to Hanuman. Right? Then in Kimpur Shiloka, Narad Muni went and then he told Hanuman, you are the greatest recipient of the mercy of the Lord. Hanuman said, no. What are you saying? You know? Just see, if the Lord is very merciful, why? You know, Lord delivered everybody except me. You know? When Lord went back to Ayodhya, he took all the residents of Ayodhya and he told Hanuman, please you stay here for some time. He is still here. So now I am still here, you know, bereft of Lord's service, Lord's personal darshan. All my other colleagues, they all went back to Godhead. But I stayed back. If he is really merciful, why would he do like that? Actually, if you really want to know who is the greatest recipient of the mercy of the Lord, you go to Hastinapur. The Pandavas, they are the real recipients of the mercy of the Lord. Because the Lord has become his messenger, their servant, their chariot driver, you know, their advisor, everything. Right? And he went to, Narada Muni went to Hastinapur. said, oh, Yudhishthir Maharaj, Arjuna, Draupadi, you are all the greatest recipients of the mercy of the Lord. Right? They all said, no, no, no. So, Yudhishthir Maharaj and all, there, see, he sometimes he would come, but now he left us, even though there are so many enemies. You know? Neyam Shobishyate Tatra, Yatadanim Gadadara, Tvatpade Ankita Bhati, Falakshana Vilakshite. Kunti Maharaj is praying, my dear Lord, because you left your lotus footprints on our land has become auspicious. Now you are going away. You know, we'll be bereft of the lotus footprints of your lotus feet. You know, like that. So, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is written that the Pandavas, they have only two thoughts all the time. You know what? One thought, how to perform more and more sacrifices so that they can invite Krishna and Krishna will guide us. So they are always thinking, now Rajasuya sacrifice is over, now Ashwamedha Yajna, this Yajna, that Yajna, they are always thinking, we will perform this Yajna, we will invite Lord Krishna, he will come. You know number two? Number two, how to fall in some trouble. You know, they were praying, some more trouble should come. So they are inventing to fall into some trouble so that Lord will come. Vipadana Santata Shashwat, Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru, Bhavato Darshanam Yasya, Apunar Bhava Darshanam. You know? Then Pandava said, we are not the greatest recipients of the Lord, mercy of the Lord. You know, you go to Dwarka. You know, Ugrasen and all. But actually, they are not. But actually, Uddhava is the greatest recipient of the mercy of the Lord. Right? Then they all went. Then they said, Uddhava, where is Uddhava? Where is Uddhava? So they said, wherever Krishna is there, Uddhava, don't go to his chamber. Huh? Don't do that mistake of going to his chamber. Wherever Krishna is there, Uddhava is there. So there, Uddhava, he went. Like that. So, there Uddhava, Balaramji, Devaki, Rohini and Padmavati, they were all waiting outside. And then Krishna is Bimar. Krishna is sick and he was having, you know, some health problem. And he was crying and sitting in the room. He said, what happened? What happened to Krishna? No, then he said, Narad Muni went and said, you are all great, no, Uddhava, you are the greatest recipient of the mercy of the Lord. He said, what happened? Uddhava said, just look, what mercy, what is doing? Then Rukmini and all, they were saying, you know, in the night, whole night, he cries, oh Radharani, oh Chandravali, oh Gopis, oh Nanda Maharaj. Right? So Krishna is feeling always separation from his devotees. They are the greatest recipients of the mercy of the Lord. So this is the you know, hierarchy of pure devotees of the Lord. You know, you all know the story, you know, how Radharani, they all gave the dust of their lotus feet to them because Krishna is having headache. Right? Because they were not thinking for their own welfare or anything. If anything, if I was going to hell, if Krishna is going to be happy, we are ready to go. We are ready to go. Like that. So, one more point I will add and close the lecture. So, from this we can understand what we should. So, this is training is required. That is why we should hear again and again Bhagavatam. Then, when Krishna, when that day comes, when Krishna actually comes in front of us, Prabhupada said, by following this process, in second canto of Bhagavatam, Krishna shook hands with Brahmaji. By following this process, one day Krishna will come and shake hands with you. It's possible. So when Krishna shakes hands with you and asks, my dear sir, what do you want? What we should ask? Huh? No, no. Please make me dust particle on the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Right? That should be our desire. Right? So because without Srila Prabhupada's mercy, you know, nobody can... Prabhupada told Bhavananda, unless I introduce you to Krishna, Krishna will not accept you. Ananga Manjari Mataji, she was narrating one nice pastime. Prabhupada, sister Pishima, you know, she was the alter ego of Prabhupada. And Ananga Manjari Mataji, she was serving Pishima Mataji in her last days. After Prabhupada left, for a few years. On the day, she was not able to talk or anything for a long time. Then on the day, she was to leave the body. So she was there on her on her side. Then she saw, she was in her last breath, she was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then she did like this and she extended her hand. Then Ananga Manjari Mataji, she saw her subtle body leaving her body. And then when she looked up, she saw Prabhupada smiling and catching hand of Pishima. And then Prabhupada was looking at Ananga Manjari Mataji, said, nodding. She's okay, like that. Later on, Ananga Manjari Mataji, she was thinking, her body became transcendental. Then she was glowing like anything. And then she was thinking, she is glowing like that. Later on, she was thinking, maybe I am hallucinating. Maybe it's not true. Like that. So when she entered a room, where a room full of devotees are there, so they were also talking, she is glowing like that. And then she thought, what I perceived was correct. Later on she was saying that she had this experience of serving a patient. So when her mother and father, they were very much against Hare Krishna movement. Very much against Hare Krishna movement. And especially her father little bit mellowed down, but her mother, last days, she was very much against Ananga Manjari and ISKCON and Hare Krishna devotees, Prabhupada and all. But in her last days, when Ananga Manjari Mataji, she was serving, she went to meet her. So her mother told, I hope your Krishna will help me. Can your Krishna help me? She asked. And on the last day, she saw, I'm going, Krishna is coming, I'm joining Krishna's picnic. And then she left her body. So she was saying, this is all mercy of, Srila Prabhupada. My mother, who was completely against, all this Krishna consciousness and all, she became Krishna conscious in her last days. That's what in the future verses you will read, how Narsingadev gave a benediction that, that you, not only you, 21 generations will be delivered. Right? So, sometimes it looks like apparently that we may be giving trouble to our parents because of, by joining Hare Krishna movement. But actually we are doing Nihishreya, ultimate benefit to our parents. They will get supreme benefit if you become nice devotees. That was the best way to serve our parents, by becoming a pure devotee of the Lord. Like that. So, by the mercy of, so we should always desire that I should be able to serve Srila Prabhupada, without any desire. And simply by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, like Krishna says, Jara Marana Mokshaya, Mam Ashriti Achanchiti. So, in Delhi, previously, Lajpat Nagar temple, when Prabhupada was there, one gentleman came. He came and then he met Atma Tattva Prabhu. He said, I wanted to see your spiritual master. Initially he said, I want to join the temple. So that time, I think Harishwari Prabhu was there and the temple president, I think Tejas Prabhu or somebody. So they said, you come and clean the temple for some time and then you do some menial service, then we will take you. Then the devotee, he said, I am a diabetic, my leg was gangrene, ho gaya. So I will not be able to stand and clean the temple. Then that was ho gaya. Then he said, I want to meet your spiritual master, Prabhupada. Then they said, there is a darshan time, you come that time. So usually, darshan time means 5 to 6 or something, it used to be there. And that time anybody can walk in to meet Prabhupada. You know? Then he met Atma Tattva Prabhu. Then he said, you come tomorrow at 5 o'clock and offer him something and then he will meet you. Like that. Then he came next day, but he whole night he could not sleep that tomorrow I am going to meet Prabhupada. And then somehow or other he brought some prasadam, you know, coconuts and all. Then 4 o'clock itself he came. 4 o'clock itself he came and then he was waiting. So that time Harishwari Prabhu, then because 5 o'clock darshan means everybody will be there. So many devotees, so much rush. So that was his good fortune that day that he came at 4 o'clock and then Harishwari Prabhu came out and announced Prabhupada is ready to meet at 4 o'clock itself. If anybody wants to meet, they can go. And luckily this gentleman was there. He was alone. You know? He was alone. Then he went inside and he met Prabhupada. He offered obeisances. He gave offered some prasad. Then he said, Prabhupada, I want to chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada said, yes, you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Again he said, Prabhupada, I want to chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada said, you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then again he told, Prabhupada, I want to chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada said, okay. Then he took out a mala. And then he chanted, you see, this is the Krishna bead, you should not touch this. And then you chant like this. Then he chanted, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then he chanted on the whole mala and gave it to him, you chant Hare Krishna. You know, it's like initiation, you know. Only thing is, name is not changed. And then that fellow went away. Then after some time, Atma Tattva Prabhu was distributing books in Kanpur. So when he was distributing books, one lady called, come. Said, what happened? Said, you know, there is one gentleman. Then she showed the photo. Oh, hey, this gentleman, he's here. Like that. Then she said, actually, in his last days, you know, she said, now he left the body few days back. But in his last days, something happened to him. That whole day, he was chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then when he was leaving the body, he was chanting, the beads are in his body, in his hands. And then he was chanting Hare Krishna and left the body. You know? So, simply by the mercy of a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, you know, whatever desires are there, whatever contamination is there, simply by his mercy, just like that, it will vanish from our heart. Just like that, it will vanish from our heart. And then heart will become pure. Then we will not ask anything. Right? We will not ask anything. That is why Prabhupada told, never leave ISKCON. You know, Amarendra Prabhu was saying that Prabhupada sang one very nice bhajan one day. Then he was explaining that how important is the association of devotees? One should tolerate the intolerable devotees. Prabhupada said, sometimes Amarendra Prabhu was saying, threefold miseries is not so much than, not more than politics in ISKCON. We get more trouble from devotees than the threefold miseries. But he is saying, I stuck around because Prabhupada told me, tolerate the intolerable. You know, all this. Tolerate the intolerable devotees. You know? And stick to Krishna consciousness. Stick to ISKCON. Then, Prabhupada, you know, he will take us back home, back to God. Then, we don't have to go through all these things. Right? Finish. Right? So, sonar ka ek lohar ka. Right? One mercy, little bit of mercy of Shri Prabhupada. So, that's why we should stick to the principles given by Srila Prabhupada and serve his lotus feet, follow his instructions, then all these material desires will go away. Even if you have material desires, please pray to Krishna. Instead of fulfilling them, we should pray to the Lord that you can ask, right, for two things. If you have material desires, you can ask, my dear Lord, please provide me this, this, this. But if the desire is not there, you don't need them, no. So better, instead of asking for fulfilling those material desires, you ask the Lord, please remove the material desires. Then our life will be perfect. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any questions? Comments?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Guruji, for your class. Just, you know, how to understand both these verses when we talk about this akama sarva kamava and this anya abhilashita shunyam. It seems that this anya abhilashita shunyam is like, you know, more intense than, and this akama sarva kamava is like more of accommodative, okay, you know, like it's like accommodation, you know, like whatever.
Have you read second kind of Bhagavata?
Pardon?
Have you read second kind of Bhagavata? If you read, you know, second kind of Bhagavatam, in the previous verses, Sugadeva Goswami described, if you want a beautiful wife, worship Uma. If you want a nice sex life, you worship Indra. If you want skin disease to be cured, you worship Surya. All these descriptions are given. You know, you want nice children, you worship Prajapati, like that. Right? In the beginning. Then in the end, he rejected that offer, saying that, you know, this is all nonsense, worshipping demigods and all. You know, even if you have material desires, even if you don't have any desires, even if you have mukta kama, you only worship Krishna, tivra bhakti. Because Prabhupada writes that the demigods, when you go and ask the demigods, they give you the desire, fulfill the desire, but they will not purify your heart. But when you go to Krishna, Krishna will fulfill that desire and purify the heart. Then you will never ask like Dhruva Maharaj. He fulfilled the desire of Dhruva Maharaj. But Dhruva Maharaj, he purified the heart of Dhruva Maharaj also. That he never asked again, my dear Lord, give me that. So this is the... So, those who are... That is the alternative. Instead of... If you have any desire, better you worship Lord Vishnu only.
Like start with akama sarva kamava and end with anya abhilashita shunya. Thank you, bro. Just wanted to confirm that.
So in the story of Dhruva Maharaj, like you tell, Lord Krishna gave him, he does not want Dhruva Maharaj ki, I want this after he saw Krishna. But for proving his mastership, Lord Krishna gave him ki other log kya kahenge. So it is not like contradictory to this verse.
Good question. You know, considering the age, you know, he arranged the both, you know. Like Lord Shiva, when he gave benediction to Vrukasura, you know, he fulfilled his dirty desire, but he did not purify his heart. Right? So sometimes Krishna is worried about lokaninda. You know, that if I don't give the desires that you have desired, people will blame me that, you know, these boys, you know, they will have sympathy, you know. You know, doing 5-year-old boy doing tapasya and 60-year-old man doing tapasya is different, right? Narada Muni said, are you plain, huh? Why are you? But he said, no. So looking at his age, and Krishna said, what people will blame me that if I don't fulfill your desire. Are such a small boy, he has done such, you know, severe austerity and penance. But still, what is the use? Krishna did not fulfill. He, thinking like that, he gave. But at the same time, he gave Vaikuntha also. He purified his heart also. So that is the benefit of worshipping Vishnu. Clear? Any other questions? Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram.